Kenya is in the fourth day of a major crackdown on the opposition and the media. It all comes after the opposition leader, Raila Odinga, declared himself president despite losing an election. The government responded by switching off news stations and arresting his associates. NPR's Eder Peralta reports it is now also ignoring court orders to reverse course.
The day here in Nairobi starts with an explosion and gunfire as police breach the wall of Miguna Miguna's house. The opposition lawyer had stood next to opposition leader Raila Odinga when he declared himself president. Yesterday, Miguna Miguna dared the government to make good on its promise and arrest him for a ceremony the government said was treason. Today, the police pounced. And as his supporters arrived, they fired tear gas to disperse them. Across town, civil rights activist and lawyer Okiya Omtata was trying to unravel another standoff. He sued the government over its decision to shut down three major news stations, and Kenya's high court issued an injunction. The government, they said, should turn on the stations immediately. But Omtata was trying to deliver the order to the communications authority, and a police officer stopped him at the gate. He says maybe Kenyans got complacent. They were lulled by a constitution that's considered one of the most progressive on the continent. But Omtata says the constitution is only as good as those who implement it. So it's time to go back to the trenches and defend the gains.
So I think to call back to the trenches to protect the little gains we have made.
The government has remained quiet on this issue. They haven't put out statements and have ignored the high court order. President Uhuru Kenyatta did make a public appearance, but didn't allow for any questions. Instead, he told reporters to pack and get out. Late this afternoon, a court also ordered Miguna Miguna to be released on bail, but his lawyers didn't know where he'd been taken, and the government wasn't being forthcoming. Okiya Omtata spent the rest of his day notifying whomever he could find. He gave the order to the Attorney General, to the Ministers for Interior and Information, but the TV stations remained dark. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.